It won't be a Happy New Year on Wednesday unless we have provided ourselves with one essential life-enhancing item, an appointment book. Some people call them agenda books or diaries, but I don't have an agenda, and I gave up keeping a diary years ago when I realized that everything was repetition. I always buy the same kind of appointment book, not so small as to reduce my life to insignificance, and not so huge as to suggest an excess of self-importance. 5 by 7 inches is about right, with 7 days visible at a time. 1 week, we can manage. The book I chose for 2014 is, as always, plain, brown and ordinary, and is described by its manufacturer, no doubt ironically, as a self-management system. This makes me smile every time I look at it. Simply buying an appointment book made out of paper marks me as hopelessly out of date, a living memorial to Johannes Gutenberg. Most people these days prefer to entrust their lives to tiny plastic gadgets made in China that will keep all their plans and notes safe unless and until the thing stops working or the batteries run out. I was shown one such expensive device that allowed the user to actually write on the screen, just as if it was a piece of paper. The wonders of progress never cease to amaze me. The advantage of a simple paper appointment book, apart from simplicity and cheapness, is that it is a visible, tangible token of optimism about the coming year. Appointment books, unlike diaries, record the future, not the past. They tell the story of your life before it happens. If you have a whole year of dates waiting to be filled in, you might as well get busy and fill them in. Then you can turn the pages and see your year laid out in a very satisfying manner, almost like a novel. You can even indulge in a bit of preemptive nostalgia by looking at things like vacation dates and other eagerly anticipated events like retirements and hip replacements. It's not exactly a guarantee, but a conditional promise that good things will happen, or at the very least, that something will happen. The future becomes more real when we write it down with dates and times attached. Indeed, there are times when the future seems more real than the present, and infinitely more real than the past. Some ancient civilizations got carried away by the possibility of planning ahead. The Mayans, for example, had a calendar that ran 3,000 years into the future, and incidentally was supposed to end last year, but didn't. 3,000 years is a bit too optimistic for me. 1 year is a nice comfortable period to anticipate, encompassing 4 seasons, 1 birthday, and 52 garbage collection Tuesdays. An appointment book is and should be absolutely personal. We can't pretend to know what will happen in the wider world in 2014, any more than people in 1914 knew what would happen in July of that ominous year. For all we know, a trade war with China may cut off our supply of little electronic gadgets and the batteries to run them. So nobody will know what they are supposed to do, who they are supposed to call, or where they are supposed to be from one day to the next. But I have my appointment book. I can live with that. This is David Bouchier.